If you're looking for a podcast to help you with your personal growth, daily motivation, aspirations, understanding your vision, look no further. Here with Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. I'm here to assist you with understanding who you are, accepting your growth, embracing it with love. I'm here to motivate you, write your plan in action, put your vision on paper, and understanding who you are as an individual person, what your impact is to the world. If you're ready for a change in your life today, go ahead and subscribe to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Today is a new day. Today we are trusting. Today we are secure in our decisions. We are standing on what we have said. We are embracing our securities in our trust. Today we are trusting the process. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. What's up, listeners? It's your girl Lee here, and it's another episode, another chance to do it right. It is opportunity. I am grateful to be here. I am grateful that I am here. I am just taking a moment to show my gratitude in the process. There has been some challenges, and I am just praying and being patient as the answers and solutions are downloading. But I am not going to lie. Sometimes those challenges can be very stressful. So instead of being negative and just sit in that negativity, I'll take this moment to show my gratitude for the wins and the accomplishments that I have made so far. Sometimes it's hard to think back of the things that you have already done and how far you have really come in the process. Sometimes hearing the word no really frustrates me. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it just takes me a moment to just accept that rejection. But although it has happened, doesn't mean I have to stay right there. That means I keep going. So I'm encouraging all of you who have experienced some challenges in these recent weeks and these coming days to not sit in it, don't dwell in it, just keep going. Be patient in your process. Trust your process. And that is what I am learning. So I just want to motivate you. I want to encourage you. And I want to let you know that you can do it. On this hump day, we are halfway through the week and you've accomplished so much so far. I don't even have to know what you've done. I've already know that you have accomplished it. So no matter the circumstances, no matter the challenges that have arisen, you keep going. I wanted to name this episode, Holding My Patience in My Hand. Sometimes when you are hustling and aiming to accomplish a goal, your main focus is to eliminate barriers, obstacles, and challenges. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. You have to be patient and wait on your win. The season to trust your process is now. We are getting older and time is of the essence. Patience is needed. During this time, you must keep applying efforts. Although you're waiting on your acceptance, you're awaiting your moment of success, you must continue to plant seeds, water them, and patience comes in during this time period of waiting, waiting on your fruits of your labor. During this time, it's easy for doubt to creep in. It's easy for frustrations, discouragement, and negative thinking to creep in. But during this time, also remember to hold your patience in your hand. Protect it. I know it sounds crazy, but if you remember to be patient and stay vigilant during your waiting period, you will remember what you've done so far. You'll learn from your previous steps and moments of growth and opportunity. You will understand why you're being patient in this season. During this time, it's a great way to reflect, a great way to write areas of improvement, even when you thought you've done everything right. This is your moment to improve. When you understand your why, you understand that it takes hard work, consistency, and long nights. But what makes it all worth it is the fact that you know why you're disciplining yourself to reach your goals. Even through those times of doubt, you understand those feelings are just temporary. Patience will be a discipline to you when you understand your why and your purpose. You will reach your highest potential when you're doing the work, accepting those challenges and rejections, and being patient for your winning season. I want to be the first one to tell you, I am not trying to sell you a dream on this here podcast. I know that holding your patience in your hand or being patient during those times of uncertainty and during those times of rejection and during those times where you see challenges arise, I know that it's the most difficult thing to do. That's why I named it a discipline. It is something that you must learn. It's something that you must reflect on. It's something that you may write down areas for growth, areas of improvement. It is important for you to reflect during this season of being patient. It's the hardest thing to do because sometimes you'll learn that you have to re-strategize. You have to replan something. Something that used to work, you got to do it all over again from scratch. But how hard and how bad do you want it? Sit in that. Be patient during those times of uncertainty, because during that time of patience, during that waiting period, you are learning, you need to learn how you can make this work for you. How can you find success in it? Yeah, you heard that. No. So what's next? That's all. It's not easy. It's not easy to hear your entire business plan or your entire creative project is a no. It's not easy to hear that. It's not easy to be patient during that season of trying to regroup, trying to re-strategize, trying to make a new thing happen for you. It's not easy. So I don't want to sell that dream. But what I do know is that patience is a true virtue, and you must understand how to be patient during those seasons of waiting, during those seasons of no's, during those challenging seasons. Do you understand? Because they are just temporary. So during that time you're being patient, work on many of things that you see that can transpire for you, that can be successful for you. Understand that this task, you're always working. Don't you get it? You're going harder each and every time. So I don't want to sell you the dream of ease. I want to sell you the dream that you gotta keep working. So by now, you're probably wondering, is this your waiting period? Is this your season to be patient? And while you're wondering about that, I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I'll be back with more Small Talk, Big Action with Lily Morales. Do you ever just need a moment to regroup, recenter, and focus? A better and healthier approach to relieving stress and anxiety? Look no further. Moment is here. By drinking a can of Moment, it is allowing you to recenter and go into your meditative state by just one can. The Moment drink is a meditative natural herb and ingredient to relax you and calm you when you are anxious and overwhelmed with stress. stress. With that, you can use my discount code LeeTheWriter to receive 15% off your entire purchase. You heard that right. 15% off your entire purchase of Moment. So get into your meditative state today by using that discount code and applying it to your everyday self-care routine. Hey guys, it's your girl Lee Morales here. And if you're looking to change up your daily self-care ritual, look no further. Formulary 55 has you covered. They have modern botanicals that are 100% vegan and also handmade. Luxurious bath and body products, and also for your home, they have cleaning products that are 100% vegan as well. So keep yourself and your home healthy with Formulary 55. By using my discount code LeeTheWriter in all caps, you receive 10% off your entire purchase. I will also link below the Formulary 55 website in order for you to use that discount code today. This podcast is also sponsored by theinkjourney.com, helping everyday people achieve life balance through the technique of journaling and meditation. If you would like to subscribe to The Journey today, go visit theinkjourney.com and subscribe today. Welcome back, listeners. It's your girl Lee Morales here, and I just want to take this time to thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to encourage you. Thank you for letting me be that friend in your head and your support system. We are building this community together, and like I stated, it's not an easy thing to do. It's definitely difficult. It's definitely difficult rebranding myself. It has been a challenge. There has been multiple times where I was told no. I was rejected. My idea concept wasn't what they were looking for. So allow me to let you know that I have gone through this. I don't want you to feel alone in your process. I don't want you to feel alone in your journey, because it's difficult. It's not something that happens overnight. And I think for a long time, I expected success to happen right when I was 30. I don't know why I thought that everything will be fine once I'm 30. And I felt like this before when I was getting my master's. I felt like once I got my master's, that was like the golden ticket to all jobs. Did not know that there was a lot of research, a lot of time that you have to take out to apply for jobs and get the job that you believe that you deserve because you have these degrees. Well, life is a lot like that. There's so much research that you have to do. There's so many angles that come at you. There's so many challenges that come at you. There's so many times you're told no. So during this season, I'm learning to be patient. And when I was younger, my teacher, my kindergarten or maybe preschool teacher told me to hold my patience in my hand, because I always had a problem with being patient. So when I'm talking during this podcast, I'm talking to myself, and I just hope that it resonates with you as well. But I was told this since a little kid that I need to be patient. I am not a patient person. Anybody that knows me knows that I want everything quick. I want everything as soon as I say it. And sometimes I struggle with that, because that could be my ultimate failure right there, or a flaw, is that I want everything quick. And I'm learning as I'm getting older to be patient, to wait on it. And I've learned throughout this process of being patient is that it's really faith that is holding me together. It's really faith that's keeping me going, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing sometimes. And I hope that this doesn't go from explicit, like clean to explicit, because I said the H word. But anyway, sometimes I just really don't know what I'm doing. And sometimes I don't know if I'm trusting the right people, or if I'm understanding things the way some people would understand it. I know this might sound a little strange, but if you're going through this as an entrepreneur or as a creative, or even someone that is working in a corporate field, you understand immediately what I'm saying. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing. Sometimes everything is by the day, by the action, by the reaction. Everything is not planned, but it's very, very, very important and critical that during that time you are writing things down, you are going back to your notes. That will apply for all avenues of life. I feel like writing things down allows you to see your vision clearly. It allows you to see the certain steps that you need to take in order to make necessary actions or take necessary risk. In order to do that, I believe that you can't do that without reflecting, and you can't do that without writing down things. So along with this being patient segment, I want you to write down everything continuously. You know, that's one of my main messages of this here podcast, is that you have to write down your vision. You have to be consistent in that, because then you'll see continuous areas of growth and opportunity and improvements. And then even take time to reflect on things that you have already accomplished. Look how far you have come. Another thing with me is that although I'm working on my patience, I forget sometimes to take a look back at the things that I have accomplished already. It took a while to get in this space mentally, physically, and just sit in that moment of just gratitude. And it doesn't dawn on me often to do that, but during those times of uncertainty and during those times where I feel maybe doubt is creeping in or negative thoughts are creeping in, I always go back to the time where I'm like, wow, who would have thought that this is where I'll be? And so much time has passed by and I haven't had a moment to really reflect on all the things that I have done thus far. So take that moment to be patient. Take that moment to reflect. Take that moment to give yourself kudos and be grateful in the moments that you have done. That is the moment where you can just sit and be okay with where you are, knowing that there's somewhere else for you to be, but just sit in that moment of where you are, what you've already accomplished, your current successes, and be patient. And I'm saying this to myself as well, and I'm encouraging you to do all things. Do your very best. I'm rooting for you. I know that you can do it. And until next time, here's to small talk, big action with Lee Morales. I get money.